say that most of the time when I look at spectrally a soprano voice, I see a fair amount of second harmonics still in it. But there are situations where the soprano is satisfied of having a very pure, simple sound, bell-like sound, in much of coloratura with the very highest note. And then only the fundamental needs to be reinforced. And for that, the wide open shape is good. I mean, the wider you open, the more you push F1 up, and the more boost you can get at the high pitches. But that's only for a specific, very pure bell-like sound that you want. If the soprano wants to be dramatic, that's not necessarily the situation I would say she needs to go.
Well, one of the things, other people in the audience obviously do a lot of teaching too, but I know that if you let a voice get wide on a high note, and then they have another phrase that's going to have to go even higher, they can't get those notes easily if they've already gone wide for a low note. So does it mean that you can screw yourself if you don't have to do it again?
I think it's generally a good rule of thumb that whatever you're going to do.
I mean, if you try this with Bocevica, which I think would be fun, is, you know, let's do it the right way, and then let's do it the way that we know, you know, don't do it until it can be done.
Well, probably what you're talking about here is the soprano wants a smooth transition over the whole range that she sings. She doesn't want to make sudden adjustments. Oftentimes, the singers that sing with a wide megaphone shape get up to a certain pitch, and then the only way out of that is to make a drastic adjustment so that you get clear above the F1. But every listener hears that and says, this is now a gear change. And so maybe what you're saying is they want to make the gear change smooth instead of abrupt.
We'll play with it. Great, thanks.